Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi, this is the podcast What I Have Learned in the Pandemic. My name is Maria Clara and I'm the second year of Letras at Tbilisi UNESP. If someone asks me what's the most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic, I will probably answer how humans are social beings, how we need each other in our routines, how difficult it is for us to be alone and separate of the people that we love. In this pandemic situation, we needed to stay at home and do all of our things at home. We had to create a new routine for home office or take online classes. We also found new ways to be together, especially using internet tools. Each person had to adapt herself to this routine, and because of that, I think it saved some time that we probably lost in the traffic. With that extra time, most people tried new hobbies, or focused on something they always want to do but never had time for it. For me, and for a large number of people, reading was that thing. I always loved reading, but I feel like I never had much time for that. In quarantine, I finally got this time. Reading is a way to get out of this reality and travel to other countries or time periods, even to other worlds. This helps a lot with the situation of confinement and to deal with the anxiety and fear about the pandemic. We see the bookmarks increasing, and also with books. The second one, due to expediency to be in our hands in minutes. In the news, you saw an increase in the consumption of classics and sci-fi books. Classics books mainly talk about the things that are closer to us in a pandemic situation, such as The Plague of Albert Camus. The sci-fi has increased because to deal with science that are a topic very common in daily life. Especially when the news talk about scientists trying to discover a vaccine for corona every day. Personally, I love this opportunity to spend so much time reading, and I'm happy that people feel attracted to discover the magic of literature. I hope that we keep reading, because books are good friends to understand and to think about our society. I think that's it. Thanks for listening to me. Goodbye and hope you all are well.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.